但是我们看到撒母耳记下的时候，我们说到大卫的属灵的经历的里头，在那里发表神的自己。
Last time when we looked into 2 Samuel, we saw into David's spiritual condition that he manifests God himself.
但是我们也特别急了，当他在那里发表神的自己的时候，并不等于他是完全的给神得的。
But we also may mention that even though David is expressing God himself, it does not necessarily mean that David has wholly gained by God.
一个人在神面前给神得着多少？
How much an individual is gained by God,
他就能发表神多少？
How much he can express God.
当他把神发表出来的时候，
And when he expresses God,
他只能发表到他所承受的有多少。
He can only express how much he has received.
在救恩的里头。
And in salvation,
我们每一个人都是承受基督的。
Each one of us have received Christ.
从信主的那一刻，
From the moment we receive the Lord,
基督就住到我们里边了。
Christ lives in us.
所以每一个真正蒙恩得救的人，他都能发表基督。
So each one who is truly saved can manifest Christ.
但是问题就在，你能发表多少？
But the problem is how much can you express?
一些弟兄姊妹们能发表多一点。
Some brothers and sisters may express a little more.
一些弟兄姊妹们发表没有那么多。
And some brothers and sisters may not express as much.
但是有一个事实。
But there's one fact.
没有一个人能完全的发表基督。
There's no one individual that can fully express Christ.
因为没有一个人能完全的承受基督。
Because no one individual can completely receive Christ.
我们也当然是一样。
And of course we are the same.
那所以，当我们能稍微发表一些基督的时候，
So when we're able to express a little of Christ,
我们没有条件可以夸口说我得了，我完全得着了。
We have no qualification to boast that I'm okay, I'm fine, I have completely gained it.
没有一个人可以说这样的话。
And no one can say these kind of words.
那现在我们从大卫的身上就看到这样一个实际的例子。
And from David, we see this very practical example.
当然这个这样的例子我们可以不从大卫身上看，也应该是明白的。
And of course, we don't need to look upon David for these kind of example, and we should understand.
因为在我们自己的身上也是如此。
Because upon ourselves, we are the same.
那上次我们看到大卫在发表神自己的权柄和能力那一方面，实在是到了一个很高的地步。
And last time we looked into David expressing God's authority and strength, it was to a very high condition.
而显明了神所给他的荣耀的得胜。
And it manifests the glorious victory that God has given to him.
荣耀的得胜，权柄和能力，是神荣耀的丰满里头的一点一滴。
And a glorious victory, strength, and authority is the glorious abundance of God, just a very tiny little bit of it.
但是大卫在那一段时间所发表出来的就不仅是这么一点一滴。
But what David manifested at that time is not just this little bit.
还多有一些。
It contained a little more.
那是我们今天晚上从第九章里边所要看的。
And this is what we must look into in chapter 9 today.
把第八章和第九章合起来，那是神的彰显的一个比较原则性的发表。
The combination of chapter 8 and 9 together is a little more of a principle of God's manifestation.
而我们常常说神的公义、权柄和神的慈爱和怜悯是并在一起来向人 显明。
We often say that God's righteousness and His authority is woven together with His love and mercy to manifest to us.
十字架的救恩就是这样的一回事。
And the salvation of the cross is such a matter.
在十字架上面，你一面是看见神的公义。
On the one hand, you can see God's righteousness on the cross.
神把他的儿子钉死在十字架上。
And when God nailed His Son to die on the cross,
因为神用他的儿子来代替人去接受神公义的追讨。
Because God used His own Son as a ransom for our iniquity.
但另一方面，
But on the other hand,
你看见十字架的主被挂在那里的时候，
When you see the Lord that is nailed upon the cross,
我们也实在看见神的爱上人流露出来。
Indeed, we see the love of God that has flowed out to us.
神不甘心人进到永远灭亡的地步。
God is not willing for man to go into eternal damnation.
神就借着十字架他儿子所成功的救赎来叫人在他面前有路可走。
And God through the cross, the salvation that He has completed caused man to have a path to go on.
不仅是有路可走，
And not only have a path to go on,
并且也把神起初的那个心意恢复在人的身上。
It also restores the original plan and the heart that God has for man.
所以十字架一面是神公义，一面又是神的怜悯。
And therefore the cross on the one hand it is God's righteousness, but on the other it is also God's mercy.
许多弟兄都说横的那一个是横的 那一根木头是神公义。
And some brothers say that the horizontal bar of the cross is His righteousness.
把人和神隔开了。
And He has separated God from man.
那直的那一根呢，那是神的怜悯和 慈爱。
But the vertical bar is the love and mercy of God.
把神和人连接起来。
And it connects God with man.
穿透神的公义而连接了人和神的关系。
And it's woven through His righteousness and it connects man's relationship with God.
现在我们看到第九章的时候，我们就看到另一面了。
And now when we look into chapter 9, we see this other side.
第八章是神的公义、权柄、能力。
And on chapter 8 is God's authority, His strength, and His righteousness.
那第九章就是神的慈爱和怜悯。
And in chapter 9 it is God's love and mercy.
那等到大卫在他整个在以色列的管理上了轨道以后，
And when David's rule over Israel has gone and settled,
他就问一个问题。
He asked a question.
他说扫罗家还有没有人剩下了？
He asked, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul?
因为在人的传说的里面，扫罗家在征战的当中都死光了。
Because in man's rumors, the household of Saul had all died in battle.
大卫和他许多的儿子都在跟非利士人打仗的时候给杀了。
And he and his sons died in battle with the Philistines.
剩下的一个儿子也在跟大卫家征战的那个时候给他的部下谋杀了。
And the only son that was left was also killed by one of his servants in battle with David.
好像就没有听说扫罗家还有什么人剩下来。
And it's as if he has never heard of anyone else that's left from the house of Saul.
但大卫里面就有一个催促。
But David had this urge within him.
他要寻找大卫家的人。他要寻找扫罗家的人。
He wants to search for anyone from the house of Saul.
那为什么他要寻找？
And why does he need to search?
那他要纪念他跟约拿丹所立的约。
He needs to remember the covenant he made with Jonathan.
因着他跟约拿丹所立的约。
And because of the covenant he made with Jonathan.
他不能忘记。
He cannot forget.
他要寻找大卫扫罗家的后人来联系他们。
He must find and search for the descendants of Saul to show his kindness to them.
那所以他就问他的跟随他的人说，扫罗家还有没有人剩下来？
So he asked those who followed him, is anyone left from the house of Saul?
我要因约拿单的缘故 恩待他，向他施恩。
And because of Jonathan's sake, I must show kindness to him.
那弟兄们，这一件事情很有意思。
Brothers and sisters, there's a lot of meaning to this.
因为站在人来说
，because on man's view，
扫罗家是他的对头。
The house of Saul is his enemy.
扫罗家是追逼他要杀死他的那些对头。
The house of Saul are the opposition who wants to chase him and kill him.
一再的把大卫逼到好像走投无路。
Again and again they pursued David seemingly till he has no place to run.
那现在大卫做王了。
Now David has become king.
他倒想起，用人的话来说，这一个仇家来。
That he would think of, in man's words, this enemy.
他想起这一个仇家，而不是去斩草除根。
He did not think of this enemy to get rid of all his roots.
乃是要恩待他的后人。
But to show kindness to his descendants.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这实在是一件太不简单的事。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, this is not a very simple matter.
在地上你几乎找不到。
On earth, how can you hardly can find such?
但是大卫在这里做了。
But David here did this.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到大卫在这里做这一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, when you look at David doing this,
从表面上看来，好像是因为他纪念和约拿丹所立的约。
On the surface, it may seem like he is remembering the covenant which he made with Jonathan.
从外面来看，完全是这样一回事。
On the surface, it is completely this matter.
因为我跟约拿丹有约。
And it's because I have a covenant
with
Jonathan. 我
要恩待他家的人。
I must show kindness to his household.
但是你往上看的时候
，But when you look further on,
你就看到里面的那个原因。
You can see the reason within.
里面的原因是什么呢？
And what is the reason within?
我们先看看第三节。
Let's first look at verse 3.
王说扫罗家还有人没有？
And,
我要照神的慈爱恩待他。
And the king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that is left? I may show the kindness of God unto him.
从大卫说的这个话，我们看到里面的那个原因。
And from the words David says, we can see the reason.
他说我要按神的慈爱来恩待他。
He says that I may show the kindness of God unto him.
那如果用另外的话来说，那就是说是神的慈爱在大卫的身上流露出来了。
In other words, it is the kindness of God that's flowed out upon David.
这是生命的问题。
And this has to do with life.
那按照人的天然是不可能有这样的事。
According to man's nature, this cannot happen.
我们恨仇敌。
We hate our enemies.
都不知道要恨到什么时候才能停止。
To a point which we don't know when it will cease.
哪里会翻过来不恨仇敌，并且要向他表露爱情。
How much more will we stop hating them but turn around and want to show kindness to them?
所以我们一再地说，在人中间你找不到的。
And that's why we say once again that you cannot find this among
them. 没有这样的事情。
There's no such a matter.
如果光是按照大卫他的天然来说，大卫也不会有的。
And according to David's own nature, he would not have this either.
但是现在他有。
But now he has.
那他为什么能有呢？
And how come he has this?
不是他自己的天然里面有。
It's not because he has it in his own nature.
在旧约的里头谈不到生命的问题。
And in the Old Testament, we would not talk about the matter of life.
但是我们很清楚地看见，那是神的性情在那里约束了大卫。
But very clearly, we can see that it is God's nature that constrains David there.
让大卫脱离仇恨而去纪念扫罗家。
And for David to depart from hate to remember the house of Saul.
那我们感谢赞美主。
So therefore we praise and thank the Lord. This matter.
如果摆在新约的里边来说，那是比较容易明白。
If this is placed in the New Testament, then it's more easily for us
to understand. 因为我们的主一再的在那里说。
Because our Lord says once again,
你要爱你的仇敌。
You must love your enemy.
你不仅是爱那些爱你的人，
you not only love those who love you，
你也要爱你的仇敌，
but you must also love your enemy。
就是那许多人是不够明白这一点，
brothers and sisters， many people cannot understand，
没有办法能了解这一点的，
and they cannot understand this point。
尤其是人用政治的眼光来看这个话的时候啊，那问题就很严重了。
And especially those who use a political view to look at this matter.
怎么仇敌都能爱？
How come we can love our enemies?
你爱仇敌的时候连立场都没有了。
And if you love your enemies, then you will not have your own ground.
但是感谢神。
But praise and
thank
God. 神
不是说人中间的事。
God is not dealing with the man.
神是说到我们这些人是如何活在神的面前的事。
It is regarding how we live before God.
你要说是人中间的事。
And if you deal with man's matters,
那主是给我们看见律法也说以眼还眼以牙还牙。
The Lord gives us in the law that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
那但是那个不是说仇恨的问题。
But that is not dealing with
那个是说惩罚的问题。
But it is
惩治的问题 punishment.
But it deals with punishment.
因为你做错了。
And because you've done something wrong,
你必须要承担那个责任。
And you must bear that responsibility.
但是现在说到你爱你的仇敌，这个不是做错或是做对的问题。
But here, when it refers to loving your enemy, it does not deal with if you did something right or wrong.
也许是一些意见上所引发的问题。
It deals with something that comes from different opinions.
也许是因为一些家族的关系所引出的问题。
And maybe something that deals with family.
当然也有一些说是因着利害的关系所引发的问题。
And sometimes it deals with benefits.
但是不管是什么原因。
But no matter what reasons they are.
这些都不构成。你抵触了律法，而要接受惩治。
This does not make up that you have broken the law and you must accept punishment.
而这只能都是说是人和人中间的那个恩怨的问题。
And this can only be known as man's dealings and grievances with each other.
那如果一个在神面前活得对的人，他就不能让恩怨的问题来影响他。
And when a person is living right before God, he should not be affected with man's dealings and grievances with each other.
我们实在感觉我们的神，他这样的要求并不是过分。
Indeed, when our God requires of this, it's not too much.
你要爱你的仇敌。
You must love your enemy.
你的仇敌要饿了。你的仇敌若是饿了
and if your enemy is hungry
就给他吃
you must let him have food
若是渴了
and if he's thirsty
就给他喝
you must give him water to drink
人的天然就是说我巴不他快一点死掉我想选择看见他
and man's nature is I wish he would die earlier I would not want to see him any longer
但是读的话说不是他渴了你就给他喝他饿了你就给他吃
But the words of the Lord is not like that but he says if he's hungry let him have food to eat and if he's thirsty let him have water to drink
也许人会说这不近人这不是 人情、啊、
and man may say this is not man's way of dealing things
事实上也的确是不太是人情
and of course this is not the usual way of doing things
但是确实神情
but this is God's nature
神给我们的救恩就是在这样的一个原则上来做成。
And when the salvation of God is given to us, it is done under this principle.
我们这些人站在神的面前，不是神的对头。
And when we stand before God, aren't we His enemies?
我们不是神的仇敌。
Aren't we His opposition?
我们读哥罗西书一章的里面，主的话也说得很清楚。
It is clearly written in Colossians chapter 1.
我们这些人原是与神为仇的。
We are enemies with God.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
因着他极大的怜悯。
And because of his mercy.
我们可以与他为仇。
That even though we hold him as our enemy.
他却看我们是该接受恩待的人。
He holds us as ones who should accept kindness.
所以连他的独生的儿子都给了我们，为了挽回我们。
And so he would even give us his only begotten son in order to receive us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在第八章的里面，我们真的是看见大卫把神这一个性情活了出来。
Indeed, we can see that in chapter 8, David lives out this nature of God.
大卫是基督的预表。
And David is a type of Christ.
但是这一件事有没有做基督的预表，我不肯定他。
I cannot surely say, does this matter clearly is a type of Christ?
但是在原则上，你实在看见大卫在这里在流出神的性情。
But principle wise, you can say clearly here that David flows out God's nature.
那现在我们来看看。
Now let's take a look.
当时要纪念的那个人是怎么样的一个人。
Let us take a look at the one who David wants to show his favor to.
那人家就告诉他说，大卫家还有一个仆人叫做洗巴，你能把他找来问一下，也许能知道。
So his servants told David that Saul has a servant named Siba, and you can just find him out and ask him.
那洗巴就给找来了。
And so Siba came.
大卫就问他说，扫罗家还有没有剩下来？
And so David asked him, is there anyone yet left from the house of Saul?
洗巴就说，
And Siba said,
还剩下一个约拿单的儿子。
There Jonathan yet have a son,
不过是缺腿的，
which is lame on his feet.
那弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们看到这一个约拿单的儿子他实在的光景。
Brothers and sisters, here we can see the condition of Jonathan's son.
那他是什么怎么样的一个人呢？
And what kind of person is he?
那从身份上来说，
position wise,
他是扫罗家的人。
He is a household of, he is a person from the household of Saul.
是一个敌对的家族的人。
He isa person from the opposition.
我们往下去看的时候，
and when we read on,
我们看到当时跟扫罗家很比较接近的那些人还是要对付大卫。
Those who are still closely related to the house of Saul still wants to deal with David.
等到亚沙龙背叛的时候，那个便雅悯族里面一个叫做示巴的人，他这个是跟扫罗家很接近的，那他就在那里就对付大卫。
And when we see into Absalom's revolt, there is a person from the Benjamin tribe who is very close to Saul, still wants to revolt against David.
所以从人界方面来说，那约拿单是与大卫那个米非波设是在大卫面前是出自仇敌的家族。
So we can see Mephibosheth is from the household of the enemy.
那另一方面，
And on the other hand,
洗巴很明确的在那里说出一个事实，他是缺腿。
Siba clearly points out the fact that he is lame on his feet.
我不知道洗巴当时说这个话他的目的在哪里。
I don't know where the purpose of Ziba lies when he says these words.
从以后洗巴所做的事情，我们也许能猜到一点点，但是不一定是对。
And from the things that Ziba does later, we may guess a little bit, but it may not be right.
因为在后来我们看见洗巴，他是处心积虑啊，要把扫罗家的产业完全霸占。
Because later on, we can see that Siba wants to completely take over the belonging, the property of Saul.
那所以他就说他是缺腿。
So that's why he says he is lame on his feet.
也许就说出人的残缺，没有什么值得可怜惜的。
And maybe it points out that it is because of man's shortcomings that you should not have received any kind of mercy.
他缺腿的。
He is lame.
是残废的。
He is handicapped.
所以他就不体面的。
So he is.
他是不够体面的。
So he is not complete on the surface.
没有什么光彩的。
And he has nothing to boast about.
我不知道洗发信里面是不是说你要寻找到扫罗家的人但只有那么一座，但是这个是算不得什么，你真要恩待扫罗家的话，恩待我洗发就可以。
I don't know if Saiba has this kind of thought when he said that you're looking for someone in the house of Saul, but you found one, but this is no one to boast about. Why don't you show favor to me?
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
大卫却没有看一个瘸腿的米非波设。
David did not look on Mephibosheth who is lame.
他是看他是扫罗家的唯一的传人。
He saw that he was a descendant of the house of Saul.
但他又是约拿丹的儿子。
And he is also the son of Jonathan.
因此他就不计较他外面的残缺。
And therefore he did not mind his shortcoming on the surface.
他就回答说他在哪里赶快把他找来。
He said, where is he? Bring him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这实在太美了。
This is indeed too beautiful.
在人来看如果人有残缺我们就盯牢着他的残缺好像永远瞧不起他
and in man's ways when we see that someone is handicapped then we look upon it and we never would give them a we never think of them in a good way
我们永远不给他机会
and we would never give him a chance
连想也想不起他了
and we won't even think about him
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
神看人却不是这样。
God does not look at man this way.
如果神看人是这样，我们全都糟糕了。
And if God does look at man this way, then we will be in big trouble.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得我们在神面前所有的残缺究竟多少
？Brothers and sisters, do we fully understand how much shortcomings we have before God?
我们自己大概还不知道自己在神面前的残缺有多少。
Maybe we ourselves do not understand how much we.We lack before God.
有些时候我们看我们还是有一点不错不错的。
And sometimes when we look at ourselves and say we're okay, we're fine.
但是我们真是给放在神的光中啊。
But when we're placed in the light of God,
我们不得不承认我们是满了残缺的人。
We cannot but confess that we're full of shortcomings.
不仅是只有一样缺腿。
Not only are we lame on our
feet. 也许我们还加上眼瞎。
Maybe we're also blind.
我们也加上耳聋。
And we're deaf.
我们还加上愚昧。
And maybe add on foolishness.
许多的悖逆和顽梗。
And many stubbornness and many rebellion against God.
许多的败坏和残缺。
And many corruptions and lameness before Him.
但是感谢神。
But praise and thank the Lord.
神没有看我们这一切。
God does not look upon us upon those.
他只知道一件事情
He only knows of one matter
这一个人他需要怜悯
This person needs to be shown mercy
这一些人需要恩待
This group of people needs kindness
我们不是常常提到吗
Do we not make mention often?
我们觉得自己有许多的好许多的义
many times we think we have a lot of good and many righteousness
但是我们的主老早就宣告了
But our Lord has already made mention long ago.
我们的义都好像破烂的衣服。
Our righteousness is just like torn clothing.
在神面前没有什么意思。
There is nothing we can hold before God.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
他就是这样的怜悯我们。
He showed kindness and mercy to us in this way.
他不计较我们的残缺。
He does not mind our shortcomings.
他只是计较我们这个人需要怜悯。
He only knows that we need to be shown mercy.
所以他连他的独生子也都交出来为了换取我们这些人。
And therefore, he even gave out his only begotten son in order to purchase us back.
因此大卫就把米非波设领过来了。
And therefore, David accepted Mephibosheth this way.
那在没有看到大卫怎样恩待米非波设以前
And before we see how David shows the kindness to Mephibosheth,
有些事我想和弟兄姊妹们也交通一下的。
There are some matters I must share with brothers and sisters.
那就是大卫不是一个已经完全的人。
That David is not a complete person yet.
因为从第十章开始，我们就看见他的缺陷了。
Because starting from chapter 10, we'll see his shortcomings.
神也在那时候开始显露他的缺陷了。
And at that time, God reveals to him his shortcomings.
啊，不让他骄傲起来。
Lest that he boast.
那所以我们也就晓得大卫并不是一个已经完全了的人。
And therefore we understand that David is not a complete individual.
那现在问题就来了。
And so here's the problem.
既然他不是完全的人。
And since he is not a perfect
king. 他怎么能流出神这样的性情？
How can he live out God's nature in such a way?
第八章流出神的性情。
He manifests God's nature in chapter 8.
第九章也又是流露神另一面的性情。
And also in chapter 9, he lives out God's nature in the other way.
他怎么能流出神的性情?
And how can he flow out God's nature?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们在这里不能不说一件事。
Brothers and sisters, here we cannot but say one thing.
大卫受膏以后
，that after David was anointed，
啊，不管他的逃亡的时期也好，他登上宝座以后都好
，no matter it was in the time of his fleeing or when he has been seated on the throne，
神膏抹了他的事是已经做了。
The fact that God anointed him has been done.
那如果用新约的话来说，
and if we use New Testament terms,
他是给膏油涂抹过的人。
He is one who has been anointed with the oil.
那既然他是给膏油涂抹过的人，
and if he has been anointed with oil,
那我们用新约的话来看这件事情。
And let us use New Testament words to look at this matter.
那在大卫个人的身上就有恩膏的教训的那个实际。
Then upon David, this individual, he has the reality of the teaching of the anointing.
在旧约不是每一个人都有圣灵。
And in the Old Testament, not everyone has the Holy Spirit.
只有给神膏立的人有圣灵。
Only those who are anointed by God have the Holy Spirit.
那大卫是给神膏立的人。
And David has been anointed by God.
大卫是在不多的有圣灵的人当中的一个。
And David is one of the individuals, not many, that have the Holy Spirit.
那这一点我们是清楚的。
And we're clear on this point.
啊，因为我们看到大卫过去是常常是在圣灵的管理的底下来做事情。
Because from the past we can see that David does matters under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
就是啊，许多事情没有这样圣灵带领的记录留下来，但是我们相信大卫是活在圣灵的管制的底下。
And even though many events does not record that he was led by the Holy Spirit, but we know that he lived under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以在第十一章他出了问题了以后
，So in chapter 21 when he made a big error,
他就写了一篇诗篇五十篇。
He wrote
51篇
and he wrote a psalm, Psalm 51.
那他里面就提到这样的一句话
and he mentions of this word,
求你不要从我收回你所赐的圣灵。
Do not take away the spirit that you have given me.
我们就知道圣灵在大卫的身上是一直在那里给他那个恩膏的教训。
And so we can see upon David this individual that there is the teaching of the anointing.
我说清楚一点。
Let me make it more clear.
在旧约没有，如果不是神膏抹的人，是没有圣灵。
That if there's someone in the Old Testament has not been anointed by God, he would not have the Holy Spirit.
只有神说要用的人神才把圣灵赐给他。
Only those individuals that God would use, He would grant them the Holy Spirit.
所以大卫在五十一篇的那个祷告的里面，就求神不要收回，从他那里收回神的圣灵。
And therefore, that's why in Psalm 51, David asked God not to take Thy Holy Spirit from me.
但是在新约的里面，这一个话是用不上。
But these words cannot be used in the New Testament.
因为在新约的里边，神把圣灵赐给人的时候，圣灵就永远住在人的里面。
Because in the New Testament, when God grants someone the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit withdraweth in that individual forever.
我们读约翰福音十四章里边就能读出这个事实。
And when we read John chapter 14, we can read this truth.
圣灵要永远住在我们里面。
That the Holy Spirit will abide in us forever.
所以我们不会有给神收回圣灵的这样的一回事。
So we would not have this matter of God taking the Spirit away from us.
那现在我们回到大卫的身上了。
Now let us return to David.
虽然在旧约的里面，神可以收回给人的圣灵。
That even though in the Old Testament God can take back the Holy Spirit which He gives an individual.
但是圣灵若是在人的身上停留的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit remains on an individual,
圣灵会不住地教导人该如何活在神的光中。
The Holy Spirit would continually teach that individual how he should live in the light of God.
这个就是新约里面所说的恩膏的教训。
And this is what's recorded in the New Testament, the teaching of the anointing.
那大卫能这样活出神的性情。
And when David can live out the nature of God in this way,
因为他是服在恩膏的教训的底下。
And it's because he is submitting under the teaching of the anointing.
大卫逃避扫罗的时候又跑到腓利士地去。
And when David was fleeing from Saul and went into the land of the Philistines,
我们有理由相信他没有跟随恩膏的教训。
We have reason to believe he has not followed the teaching of the anointing.
我们还记得读到那段话的时候，我们特别的指出，大卫心里说，有一日我必死在扫罗的手下。
Because when we read that chapter, we read the verse that says that David thought to himself that one day I shall die in the hands of Saul.
他自己在说话了。
And he started speaking to himself.
他不再听恩膏的教训说的话了。
He did not listen to the teaching of the anointing speaking.
他只听他自己说的话。
And he only heard his own words.
结果他跑到腓利士地。
And as a result, he fled to the land of the Philistines.
那现在我们看到大卫。
And now when we look at David,
他能把人所不能活出来的那些事活出来。
He lived out those that others cannot live out.
让神的性情从他身上流出来。
And he let the nature of God flow from him.
那是恩膏的教训的结果。
That is as a result of the teaching of the anointing.
所以无论是在旧约也好，在新约也好。
So no matter if it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament,
我们懂得活在恩膏的教训的底下，那我们在神的面前就找对了路了。
We know that if we understand that we should live under the teaching of the anointing, then we know that we have found the right path before God.
因为不管是在旧约或是在新约里，
because no matter if it's in the Old Testament or New Testament,
人按照恩膏的教训来活，那个结果就是活出神的性情。
Because when man lives according to the teaching of the anointing, he lives out God's nature.
那还有一点我想是附带也提一下的。
And I also want to make mention another point.
大卫在那里说，我要照神的慈爱来恩待扫罗的后裔。
When there David says, so that he can show the kindness of God unto him.
这个话也是蛮有意思。
And these words bear a lot of meaning as well.
因为我们早说了，扫罗是他的仇敌。
Because we have already made mention that Saul was his enemy.
但是大卫在这里做了这样的一件事情。
But when David does this here,
好像在那里表达了一件事情。
It seemingly manifests one thing.
虽然他们家是我的仇敌。
Even though their household is my enemy,
但是我不能抹杀他们家仍然是我的弟兄。
But I cannot erase the fact that their household is still my brother.
那我现在我看就是看在弟兄的份上，我也不能恶待他们。
Now I only look at the position that they are my brother, that I cannot treat them with evil.
啊，这实在太好了。
This is too good.
我想弟兄姊妹，你还不太，如果你不是很深刻的看到他这里面的那个意思，你不觉得大卫这样的做法有什么了不起？
if brothers and sisters does not have a deep impression of why David does this here, then you won't think of much of what he does.
但是你真看到他在这里所做的所表达的一个信息。
But when you truly see what he does here and the message it brings forth,
那真是叫我们许多做基督徒的人惭愧死了。
Then it truly teaches us who have been Christians to be ashamed.
我们跟一些弟兄过不去的时候，我们就是把他看作仇敌一样。
And when we have something against a brother, then we look at them as an enemy.
我们忘掉了，他虽然跟我过不去，但是他还是我的弟兄。
And we forget the fact that even though I have something against him, he is still my brother.
但是事实上，我们看到许多称为神儿女们的人，他们不是这样活。
But many who are the children of God does not live in this way.
而一些人跟你过不去的时候，你就拼命在那里找他的家。
And when someone who has something against you, then you fight and you strive to find something wrong with him?
No. 你不仅是在他身上找岔。
And not only do you find something wrong with him,
你还不住的在那里，要堵死他的路，不让他有路可走。
But you continue to try to block his path so he would have no path to go.
一提起某某人，你忘记了他是你的弟兄。
And when this individual is mentioned, you forget the fact that he is your brother.
你就在那里咬牙切齿了。
Then you would have gnashing of teeth there.
因此呢，我们真的，你看到大卫在这里所做的，我们不是惭愧死了吗？
Brothers and sisters, when we see what David does here, should we not be ashamed?
他虽然跟我过不去，但是我还承认他是我的弟兄。
But even though he has something against me, I must still admit the fact that he is my brother.
以前我们中间，我们还年轻的时候。
Before, when we were young and there's someone in our midst,
我们中间有一个弟兄。
There's a brother in our midst.
那么有一次从外地来了一个弟兄。
Once there was a brother from afar.
这个弟兄在生活上有一点点的不太检点。
This brother did not live accordingly, appropriately in his life.
他给弟兄们带来一些难处。
And it brought some difficulties for our brothers and sisters.
那么这一位年轻的弟兄，当然那时候我也年轻啊，我还在学校念书嘛。
And this young brother.Of course, at that time, I was still young because I was still in school.
不过比那个年轻的中稍微年长一点就是。
But I was just a little bit older than that young brother.
那时，我跟一些弟兄就劝那个弟兄。
And at that time,
劝那个年轻的弟兄。
And at that time, I was encouraging that young brother with other brothers.
我们说。那个外地来的弟兄虽然是有点不太对
and we encourage him saying that that brother that's from afar even though he is not right
我们说你应该把他挽回过来
but you should try to correct him
不要对他做看到像仇敌一样
but do not look at him like an enemy
一提起他就咬牙切齿
and when we mention him you bite your teeth
你晓得那个弟兄怎么当时回答我们
And do you know how that young brother answered to us at that time?
他说他是你们的弟兄，不是我的弟兄。
He said that he is your brother, but he is not my brother.
你要去挽回你们去，我不去。
And if you want to correct,
我不承认他是弟兄。
You guys, you go. I would not admit to the fact that he is my brother.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这样的事。
Brothers and sisters, when you see this matter,
这样的事也常常真的是发生在我们周围的。
Then we must admit that many times these kind of situations arise to us.
但是感谢神。
But thank God,
大卫在这里能活出一个非常美的实际。
David here lives out a very beautiful practical experience.
他要恩待扫罗家。
He wants to show favor to the house of Saul.
扫罗虽然一而再、再而三的对他不起。
Even though Saul once again and again did not do right to David.
甚至要了他要取他的命。
Even to a point that he wants to take David's life.
但是他仍然承认他是神的受膏者。
But David still acknowledges the fact that Saul is the anointed of God.
他依然是我的弟兄。
That he is still my brother.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们实在需要主给我们有这样的度量。
Indeed, we need the Lord to give us such a measure.
不是说我们毫无原则的来对待有缺陷的人。
But it's not to say that without principle, we deal with those who have shortcomings.
但是我们不能说因为要对付人的缺陷所以连那个人都对付掉。
But we cannot say that because we want to deal with an individual's shortcoming, we must also deal with that individual as well.
我们要对付是对付人的缺陷，而不是对付那个人。
But what we must deal with is that individual's shortcomings and not that individual.
对那个人，我们巴不得我们能一同在神面前蒙恩。
To that individual, we so much wish that we may receive our grace from God together.
但是对那个人的一些缺陷我们也不能眼巴巴地看作他在神面前受亏损。
But regarding that individual shortcomings, we cannot just with our eyes wide open see that he has shortcomings before God.
我们就是要把他挽回。
And we must correct him.
这是神的性情。
And this is God's nature.
在救恩的里面神向我们显出的就是这样的一份的恩情。
In salvation, God shows us this kind of love.
那么现在我们回头来看回这一章。
Now let us turn back and look into this chapter.
那大卫就告诉示巴说：“你赶快把约拿单的儿子米非波设带来。”
And David said to Ziba, "Immediately go fetch the son of Jonathan, Mephibosheth."
那么米非波设就给带到大卫的面前来了。
And when Mephibosheth was before David,
但是你若是站在米非波设的那个地位上的时候，你会怎么来接受这样的一件事呢？
And if you are standing in the position of Mephibosheth, how would you receive this matter?
你会很高兴地说，哎呦，现在王召接见我，哎呦，好大的喜悦啊。
Would you receive this with great joy that the king wants to welcome me now?
我们站在第三者的地位上也许会这样想。
And if we're standing on a third person's view, we might think this way.
但是你站在当事人的地位上恐怕你就不一定是这样想。
But when you're standing in the recipient of that calling, then you might not think that way.
王来召见我。
Now the king wants to call me and see me.
什么事？
What's wrong?
会不会他要找出一个题目来把我逼出来那然后就除掉我。
Would he call me out to find something wrong with me so he can get rid of me?
如果你用政治的眼光来看这个事情并不会是这样。
And if you use a political eye for this matter then it always happens like this.
怎么可以留下一个祸根在那里？
How can you leave someone who's still living that can cause you trouble later there?
那所以我想米非波设给领到大卫的面前来的时候他实在是恐惧战惊。
So I feel that Mephibosheth when he was brought before David he was fearful.
他看到大卫以后啊他就不知道自己的前途和命运是怎样的。
And when he saw David he does not know what holds in his future.
大卫也看得出来。
And David saw this as well.
那所以第七节你看大卫说你不要惧怕。
And so therefore in verse 7 David said unto him, Fear not.
马上给他安慰啊。
So immediately David comforts him.
你不要怕。
Do not fear.
我召你来是没有恶意的。
I call you, but I have no evil intentions for you.
我不是要把你找出来斩草除根啊。
I have not found you out so I can get rid of you.
我把你找出来是要叫你与我一同蒙恩啊。
I found you out so I can show kindness to you.
他说我纪念你父亲约拿单。
He says, because I remember your father Jonathan.
我就恩待你。
And I want to show kindness to you.
我不管你现在是怎样残缺的一个人。
I do not mind how lame you are now.
我也不管你现在的那个 光景是怎样。
And I do not mind what condition you're in.
我就是要恩待你。
I just want to show kindness to you.
我恩待你的原因是因着你父亲的缘故。
And the reason I'm showing kindness to you is for your father's sake.
啊，我恩待你。
And I show kindness to you.
我把你祖父扫罗家所有的产业都还给你。
And I give back to your grandfather Saul's possession and belongings.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这的确是个很大的、很大很大的怜悯。
This truly is great mercy that's shown.
一般人来说，对于那些政治的对头啊，不没收他的所有，就算是很仁慈了。
And generally speaking, political enemies, if they do not just take a, they do not take away all the others' belongings, then they're really being kind.
甚至没收了又还回，还回给他。
Now those have been taken away, but has been returned.
这还是小事。
This is just a minor matter.
更重要的是在底下。
What's more important is recorded.
他说又也可以常与我同席吃饭。
So that you always eat with me.
也可以与我同席。
That you shall eat at my table.
如果是这样的话是小事。
If it's just this, then it's just a minor matter.
偶尔请你来做客，这小事。
Just once in a while, I invite you as a guest to eat at my table.
但是大卫是说你常与我同席吃饭。
But David says you'll always eat at my table.
这一个常字啊。
And this always, this word always.
我们不晓得长到一个什么的 情形。
We don't know how long this always is.
但是这个长字是可以天天。
But this word always can mean every day.
也可以是一个礼拜一次。
Or it can mean once a week.
但是绝对不会是一个月一次。
But it does not mean once a month.
也不更不可能是一年一次。
And not even once a year.
啊，过年过节了啊，你回来跟王一块吃饭吧。
And once a year, when there are holidays, then you come and dine with the king.
如果是这样，就不能叫做常。
And if it's this way, then it cannot mean always.
常就是说到非那个日子是非常紧密的。
And when always, it means those days are very close together.
甚至是天天与王同吃。
Even to the point that he eats at the king's table every day.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你注意这一样。
Pay attention to this.
大卫在这里做了一件事。
What David did here.
这一件事情表达了神在我们身上所做的事。
This matter manifests what God has done upon us.
如果我们还记得我们人被造的目的是什么。
And if we still remember what the purpose of man's creation is.
我们也该知道在救赎的里头神在我们身上所做的是什么。
Then we should also know what God has done in his redemption.
神在救赎里面坐在我们身上。
And the redemption that God has given us
就是把神起初定义要成就在我们身上而失去的那些完全的恢复在给我们。
It is God reviving his original plan to give to us what we have already lost in his original plan.
地位的恢复，
it restores our position.
实际也恢复，
and practically it also revives us.
所以他不仅是能见王的面，
and therefore not only can he see the king's face,
他得回他的产业，
and he gained back his property,
并且能常常与王同席吃饭。
But also he always can eat at the king's table.
王有的是什么他就与王分用什么。
And whatever the king has he enjoys as well with the king.
他是分享王的所有。
And he enjoys and partakes what the king has.
他能在王的荣耀的里面一同坐席。
And in the king's glory, he can dine at his table.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
如果说这件事情有一个原则来表达，
if we say this matter has a principle to express,
那就是我们说米非波设的蒙恩是因着约拿单。
We say that Mephibosheth was shown grace and kindness because of Jonathan.
而我们在神面前的蒙恩是因着基督。
And that we are shown our grace and mercy because of Christ.
米非波设得回他的产业，又能与王常常吃同席吃饭。
That Mephibosheth received back his inheritance, and that he can always dine at the king's table.
我们也因着基督的缘故，我们与他一同坐在天上。
And we, because of Christ, are seated with him, along with him, in heaven.
我们感谢赞美神。
Oh, we thank God and praise Him.
这实在是太美的一件事。
This indeed is a too beautiful of a matter.
这是大卫在他做王的历史里面所做的一件美事。
And this is something beautiful that David has done in his reign.
这一个美不是美在这个事实的本身。
And this being beautiful is not because it's beautiful in this matter.
而是美在成就这样一件事情的那一个原因。
But it's beautiful is because of the reason for this matter.
我们一再的说，
And we say once again,
这是神性情的流出。
This is the flowing forth of God's nature.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
你看米非波设，他原来是活在这个恐惧战惊里头。
We see that originally Mephibosheth was living in fear.
他真怕有一天给大卫找到就杀了。
He was really afraid that one day David would find him out and kill him.
现在大卫果然是来找他。
And now indeed David has found him.
并且把他找着了。
And has found him.
但是却不是要杀他。
But it was not to kill him.
而是叫他与大卫一同享用荣耀。
But it was for him to enjoy David's glory along with him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你看看十一节。
Look at verse 11.
下半。
The latter half of verse 11.
王又说，米非波设必与我同席吃饭，如王的儿子一样。
And the king said to him, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons.
就跟王的儿子一样。
As one of the king's sons.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
米非波设给抬举到这样的一个地步。
That Mephibosheth was exalted to such an extent.
他本来该是一个死囚。
Originally, he should be a convict that should die.
但是现在他不能死。
But now, not only would he not die,
他也不会死。
He would not die.
他要与王同席，享用王的荣耀。
But that he would dine at the king's table to partake of the king's glory.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
再看十三节。
Again, look at verse 13.
于是米非波设住在耶路撒冷，常与王同席吃饭，他两腿都是瘸的。
So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both of his feet.
按照实际来说，
practically speaking,
他应该住在便雅悯地。
He should live in the land of Benjamin.
他祖父的产业。
And that is the property of his grandfather.
但是大卫没有让他回去。
But David did not allow him to go back.
要把他留在耶路撒冷。
But have him remain in Jerusalem.
要留在神赐福之地。
And have him remain in the land of God's blessing.
把他留在立为神的名的地。
To let him remain in the land that God has established king.
在那里与王一同享用神所加给的荣耀。
For him to remain in the glory that God has granted.
虽然他两个腿都是瘸的。
And even though he was lame on both his feet.
但是却是外面的。
But this is only on the surface.
外面的残缺。
And this is the shortcoming on the surface.
不能减少里面的蒙恩。
Would not decrease the grace that's received within.
神纪念人也不是因着人外面所有的来纪念人。
And when God remembers man, he does not remember man according to what they have on the outside.
乃是因着人里面那一个对 而纪念人。
It is according to man's rightness that he has within.
我们感谢上帝。
We praise and thank the Lord.
在米非波设的这一个事上面。
According to the Mephibosheth's matter here,
我们一面是看见在救赎里头的一些实质。
On the one hand, we can see some practical examples regarding redemption.
但是宝贝的是我们看见一个出自亚当的人，他能活出什么信心。
But what's precious is that someone from Adam can live out the nature of God.
如果说从前
If it was from before,
圣灵只是暂时居住他在他里面的人能活出神的信心。
That the Holy Spirit would temporarily remain on an individual for them to be able to live out God's nature.
那我们今天这些有圣灵永远内住在我们里面的人。
What about us who today have the Holy Spirit abiding in us eternally?
我们就更该活出神的信心。
Should we not even more so live out the nature of God?
但愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
实在地扶持我们。
That he should truly sustain us.
叫我们常有一个苏醒的灵来跟随恩膏的教训。
For us to have an alert spirit to always live according to the teaching of the anointing.
我想今天晚上我们就交通到这了。
I think that we will end here tonight.
我们请一两位弟兄或者姊妹与我们有点祷告。